morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a beautiful morning, the first Sunday morning in the month of April. Very close to April Fool's Day. But today is Sunday morning, and I want to welcome everyone from the eternal self that we are. Peace unto you. Thank you so much, Lynn Johnson, for that wonderful prayers in just about every religion. Peace be unto you. And that is this morning's message, even though the topic seems to be there are no goodbyes in eternity. But that's the same thing as peace be unto you. That's the same thing. There are no goodbyes in eternity. I want to welcome everyone. I see my partner Hal Tipper here. Thank you so much for being here, joining with us, everyone who has come and joined with us. And today is kind of a special occasion, and we'll get into that very shortly. I'm sure that my reader, Ken Mallory, is here. Well, I don't see him immediately, but that's okay. I'm sure he's here. So I'm going to start like we always do on a Sunday morning, as if we were right with each other physically. We're going to send our blessings and our warm hugs and the love from our heart to all that's here in this room and all who may be listening in on Awakening Together Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. So I'm going to turn this mic back to you, Lynn, for some music while we share our light and our love with each other. Okay, Lynn, the mic is all yours.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. We are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in, everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Okay, thank you so much for the lovely music. Thanks for the wishes, the love, the light, the blessings that are sent here all the time. That's really what's always going on here. Awakening Together is truly a blessing for for us all and to us all. It's such a strong motivator to remember the truth of what we are, and that's what we'll be speaking about here this morning. And I'm going to start off like we usually do on a Sunday morning. Give me a moment to take a look at our purpose. I might even go a little bit higher than the purpose. What is Awakening Together? It's a universal assembly of peers dedicated to recognizing and embracing universal wisdom regardless of the form in which it appears. I like that. Regardless of the form in which it appears. We are also dedicated to recognizing the ways that we deny universal wisdom by adopting personal beliefs and biases. My God, that sounds like everything I'm going to be talking about. We want to recognize these limitations so we can free ourselves from them and open to the continuous flow of universal wisdom. Wow, that is pure stuff. Our purpose, we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose. Awakening to one true self, with a capital S, self, within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Yes, wow. Mighty, mighty purpose, yes. And only purpose has meaning. We do have five core values, and today I'm going to select number five of the five core values. I took a look at it, and you know, I was kind of led to select number five. On the other hand, I took a look at five, and it says, wait a minute, this is exactly what you're going to be talking about. So it's perfect that you selected number five. It says, We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. I'll repeat that. We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. I like that word, temporary, because it's a very important word. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. That's another important word, changeless. Some things are changeless and some things are temporary. Yes, and truth is changeless. Thank you so much, all who have put together the core values and the purpose. All right. I did receive a few announcements, and yes, of course, as Regina reminded me, that today will probably be my last regular gathering as a minister, although she says, I'm hoping I can still call on you as a substitute minister when someone else can't make it. Is that okay? And of course, everyone here knows that that's okay. I always love being called. Yes, I know everyone would love to have you back for a Sunday gathering, and I'd love to always be back. I'm always here, actually. I never really leave. Here are some announcements for this week's gathering. There's a new discussion group starting in the sanctuary this Wednesday, April 6th, at 6 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. on the West Coast. It is the I Am That discussion group, which will discuss conversation between Nisargadatta Maharaj and various questioners. This group is being led by three new Awakening Together ministers, Bart Craig, Dolores Mabins, and Jane Polly Bass. If you don't have the book, I Am That, you can get it free, a free PDF, by going to the Awakening Together website. Go to the inspiration menu, free ebooks. I Am That is the third ebook on that page. Again, please join us for the new Nisargadatta I Am That group starting this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I love the way there's so many resources. If you go to that awakening-together.org site, my God, I was looking there the other day, and I found the entire Tao Te Ching, literally, as translated by wonderful Stephen Mitchell, and my goodness, the things you find there. So please do go to awakening-together. There's so many resources for it, just so wealthy and rich in resources. The second announcement is Eli Ruzdar joins us tonight, this evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, in our Awakening Together Sanctuary. Eli is an enlightened master who seldom talks to groups, but she's coming here tonight at our request because we have told her that we are truly interested in awakening. She will share with us what she thinks is most important for us to hear. She has told us that she will only come and speak to us once. So we highly recommend coming to listen to Eli. Of course, this talk will be recorded, but we also recommend that you come and be with Eli live if you can. Again, Eli will come and talk with us tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I remember a couple years ago, Regina was looking to see who to invite to the annual conference for Awakening Together. And I think that Eli Ruzdar said, listen, unless people are really ready now to awaken, I'm not really interested. So congratulations for having Eli Ruzdar here. And I do respect that that's Ellie's wishes. She says, listen, if you're ready, I'm ready. If you're not, why even bother? And so the whole thing comes down to the word willingness. Are you willing? So if you're willing, please be here tonight. Yes, Regina, I do remember certain things. Somehow Holy Spirit does keep certain things in my memory for sure. Things that motivate, actually. Things that are motivators, yeah. Motivators and inspired. Totally inspired. I guess I have one last announcement. I do have one ticket left, which I'm offering for the original price of $400. Some people may know that the ticket is now $700, literally. So this is a $300 discount for anyone who wants to go to the Course in Miracles conference. It starts this Friday in Las Vegas. There will be about 465 people attending. The $400 covers the entire breakout sessions, all the breakout sessions. Regina's going to be one of the presenters for sure. I'm going to be there with Veronica, Gabrielle. There's so many. If you are, I know at this late date, it's not easy to even get a plane ticket at a decent cost, but if you're anywhere or you know someone in that area, this is the original cost for a ticket that's $400. The current price is $700. Thank you so much all for being here for this Sunday morning's message. I'm now looking to see if Ken Mallory is in the room. I bet, yeah, there's Ken Mallory. That's right. He's right down there. Just enter the room. Ken is here for sure. So I just want to give a little preface on this. I was looking for something in the course for this Sunday afternoon about thought systems, and I didn't know where it was, but I use it all the time, and I wanted to know where it was. And I know that Ken Mallory is really this wonderful research person in the Course in Miracles. He can find anything. I mean, that's really the way I think of Ken. If you don't know where something is in the Course in Miracles, ask Ken. So I called him up, and he was telling me he was also looking at the epilogue of the clarification of terms, and he says, you know, I've read it five or six times, and every time I read it, I cry. He says, it's the finest English prose that he's ever read. And I started thinking, I said, I don't know anything about the epilogue of the... I don't even read epilogues. I said the same thing 12 years ago. I don't read introductions either. And the introductions to the clarification of terms changed the whole way I saw the course. So I said, my goodness, what a great idea for a reading for this Sunday morning. So I invited Ken to read the epilogue to us, and then we'll see how that works into our topic, There Are No Goodbyes in Eternity. Calling upon you, Ken Mallory, this mic is all yours. Thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ken Mallory. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes. Hey, Regina. Damn, it's been a long time, girl. Yes, yes, it has been a long time. I'm so happy to hear you. Yeah, since this is sort of Dove's epilogue, I figured that that this epilogue to the clarification of terms, which ends up being an epilogue to the whole course, would be something that would be appropriate for, you know, for this celebration of Dove's service to everyone. So I thought that maybe it would be good to read it. Yeah. Yeah, an epilogue for his epilogue. Absolutely. And I don't know how many of you have read this, but as Doug mentioned, I personally, I really don't have any basis for having an opinion on English literature, but I can tell you, to me, this is one of the finest, if not the finest, prose ever written in English, in the English language, or in this case, in the court speak. So I'm going to read it to you and hope that you find it as inspirational as I do, remembering that all inspiration comes from Holy Spirit. So as we read it, please invite Holy Spirit to listen with you. And if you have it open, or invite Holy Spirit or Jesus to read with you. And just sit, you know, sit quietly and read it and listen and let's see what happens. If you have into his presence, I would enter now. Absolutely. If you have a question or if you would like to make a comment, please raise your hand and I will, you know, open up the mic. So this is the epilogue to the clarification of terms. And once again, this is Jesus speaking to Helen and through Helen to you and me. And as most epilogues, it comes at the very end of the clarification of terms. And this is, I'll start with the first paragraph and read to the end. Jesus says, "Forget not once this journey is begun. Forget not once this journey is begun. The end is certain. The end is certain. We will awaken. The end is certain. Doubt along the way will come and go to come again. Yet is the ending sure? Ending is guaranteed. No one can fail to do what God appointed him to do. Thy will be done. Because it's going to be. No one can fail to do what God appointed him to do." It's probably one of the most difficult things that people have to accept about the Course is that it's without exception. It is absolute. God's will is God's will. And no one can fail to do what God appointed him to do. When you forget, remember that you walk with him and with his word upon your heart. With his word upon your heart, with Holy Spirit upon your heart. Who could despair when hope like this is his? The outcome is guaranteed. Unlike the world where the outcome is guaranteed, but it's not hopeful, it's death. This is awakening in the heart of God. Who could despair when hope like this is his? Illusions of despair may seem to come, but learn how not to be deceived by them. Behind each one there is a reality, and there is God. Behind each one, behind each illusion of despair, there is reality and there is God. Why would you wait for this and trade it for illusions? when his love is but an instant farther on the road where all illusions end. For his love is but an instant farther on the road where all illusions end. All you need is one more step, and you have his love. The end is, it's in brackets, is, it's absolute, it's without exception. The end is sure and guaranteed by God. The end is sure and guaranteed by God. Who stands before a lifeless image, which is what an illusion is? Who stands before a lifeless image when a step away, the Holy of Holies opens up an ancient door that leads beyond the world, that leads beyond time and space? You are a stranger here, but you belong to him who loves you as he loves himself. But you belong to him who loves you as he loves himself. Ask but my help to roll the stone away, and it's done according to his will. Remove all illusions, roll the stone away. The stone is an illusion. Roll it away. Realize, accept that the tomb is empty. There is nothing there. All illusions are gone. We have begun the journey. Long ago, the end was written in the stars and set into the heavens with a shining ray that held it safe within eternity and through all time as well. Once the journey was begun, once the dream was begun, the end of the dream was sure. The world will end in laughter because it is a world of tears. The world will end in peace because it is a world of war. And hold it still, unchanged, unchanging, and unchangeable. And Jesus tells us, be not afraid. He could repeat that 10,000 times, couldn't he? Be not afraid. We only start again an ancient journey long ago begun, that but seems new. We've begun again upon a road we traveled on before and lost our way a little while. And now we try again. And now we try again. Beginning has the certainty the journey lacked until now. Beginning has the certainty the journey lacked until now. Look up and see his word among the stars. Look up and see Spirit, Holy Spirit among the stars, where he has set your name along with his. You're the one son. Set your name along with his among the stars. Look up and find your certain destiny. The world would hide, but God would have you see. Let us wait here in silence and kneel down an instant in our gratitude to him who called to us and helped us hear his call. Do you remember your call? Do you remember your calling? Think about the gratitude you felt at your calling. Think about the time that you realized that you were going home, that no longer would you suffer and sacrifice in a world of death. that you would find your way and that you and Jesus would walk that path together. And kneel down an instant in our gratitude to Him who called us and helped us hear His call. Can you remember? Or you and Ramana? Absolutely. Can you remember the gratitude? Remember the call? I use my calling as the image of my calling, the memory of my calling. As my one spot where I know that I am speaking directly with Holy Spirit. My calling was a step beyond time and space. It was a gift. I had done nothing to earn anything. It was just a gift. Here, Ken, here's a gift for you. And your calling was a gift to you. We're all going home. Let us wait here in silence. There's no need to say anything. There's no need to defend the Course. There's no need to defend your teaching of the Course. There's no need to attack anyone for any reason. There's no need to change anything. There's no need to correct. There's no need to comment. The only need is to open your mouth and let Spirit speak through you. Let Ramana speak through you. Yeah. Be still and listen to the truth. Thank you, Dove. Dove, you know how much people are going to miss you on this. I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it anyway. God, I love you, and I love your work. I know you will. I remember meeting you in the retreat in New Hampshire. What an experience. That was the time when I also met Regina, and that's when I started working with the Holy Spirit's interpretation. The Holy Spirit's interpretation. I started teaching it shortly after that. This being your epilogue, all of this is written for you. You know that, right? You do know. You do accept that all of this was written for you. Let us wait here in silence and kneel down an instant and let us. He doesn't say let you. He says let us. As you so often point out, we're all one. Let us wait here in silence and kneel down an instant in our gratitude to Him who called us and helped us hear His call. Remember your calling. Always remember your calling. God's calling to you every minute. Sometimes it's easy to hear, and sometimes it's not so easy. And then let us arise and go in faith. Along the way to Him. Let us arise and go in faith. The outcome is sure. As sure as the stars in the sky. And our friend Doug tells us of that outcome all the time. Now we're sure we do not walk alone. We do not walk alone. I will not leave you comfortless. A happy outcome is sure. The world will end in laughter. What's a world of tears? What's a world of tears? But there is a limited tolerance for pain. All of us will decide sooner or later. Yeah, laughter now saves lifetimes later. Don't you love it? Now we're sure we do not walk alone, for God is here, and with Him, all our brothers. Not some, all our brothers. God is here. God is with you, and with Him, all our brothers. The entire sonship is here. Now we know that we will never, never, ever, ever lose the way again. We've chosen our path. And it's not a path to death, it's a path to life. The ego always takes us down the ladder to death, down the ladder, into the ground to death. Spirit always takes us back up the ladder. Spirit only goes up the ladder, ego goes down the ladder. Now we know that we will never lose the way again. One of the most astounding things about the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, when I started reading it, I said, "Well, I've got a red pen here. I'm going to underline anything." It's like being sung a lullaby, isn't it? I'm going to underline anything where the teaching differs from a course. I challenge you to guess how many red underlines there were in my copy of the, which, by the way, which Regina autographed, my copy of the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. Yeah. I found one that I found one passage that I got back to Regina on. I said, "I swear I can't make, I don't understand, this must not mean what the way I'm interpreting." And it didn't. It didn't. She took about 10 seconds and knew exactly what it was. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Of the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. It also gave me a chance to go back. At the same time, I went back and reread the entire New Testament, which was quite a treat. I think I started off on the book of Revelation. I tell you what, if there is a book that needed reinterpreting, it was the book of Revelation, yes. Now we know that we will never lose the way again. But what was so astounding was that when I finished the book, when I finished the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, when I finished teaching it, the year or so, there were no red marks in my book. There were no red marks in my book. It was the same Holy Spirit. It was the same Jesus. It was the same teaching. It was the same love. There was no difference. You say God is, and then you cease to speak. Yes. Only one truth. Truth is always the same. Now we know we will never lose the way again. Truth is always the same. The song begins again, which had been stopped only an instant, though it seems to be unsung forever. The song that the Father sings to the Son and the Son sings to the Father. The song that Dove sings to me and to you, and that you sing to Dove. The love in that song is forever. I know, Dove, I know. I know. You and I are the same age. We're both 3 days older than dirt. We're the same age. It doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter at all. 3 days older than dirt. Yes. That's an actual scientific measurement. The song begins again, which had been stopped only an instant, though it seemed to be unsung forever. What is here begun will grow in life and strength and hope until the world is still an instant and forgets all the dream of sin had made of it. The dream is forgotten entirely. Sort of like a sleeping dream. You don't normally remember sleeping dreams. This dream won't be remembered at all. And so the world is still an instant and forgets all the dream of sin, sin had made of it. Paragraph 5, the last paragraph. Let us go out and meet the newborn world, the forgiven world. Real world. The world that was given to us as a gift. The world where we're all one again. And God comes and takes us by the hand and takes us home. This is the world where the father of the prodigal son, the loving father of the prodigal son, ran from his home up the road and embraced his son. And he didn't ask him, hey, what have you done with all this money I gave you? What are you doing with all the stuff that I've given you? All of that? What did you do with all that? Did you waste it all? No, he said, I love you. Let's have a party. I asked Jesus, please tell me what is it going to be like when we get there? And that's exactly what it was. It's exactly what it was. I was all of a sudden I was there and it was a party. We had a party. The world was forgotten. Sin was forgotten. Hatred was forgotten. Grievances were forgotten. There were no more. There was only love. There was only joining. Let us go out and meet the newborn world. Don't be tardy for the party. Yeah. Knowing that Christ has been reborn in it. Christ, that's you and me, brother, sister, that's us, has been reborn in the newborn world, in the forgiven world, in the real world, which all means the same thing. And and that the holiness of this rebirth will last forever. That's a Jesus promise. Forever. That's one of those words that comes from truth. In the world, forever doesn't ever mean forever. When we say forever in the world, it's well, for a long time, you know. But it's, everything is terminal in the world, so it's just for a long time, but, you know, it's not really forever. And of course, forever is forever. When Jesus says forever, by George, he means forever. He doesn't mean a little while and then it does something. No, it means forever. Listen to the words. Knowing that Christ has been reborn in it, in this world, the newborn world, the forgiven world, and that the holiness of this rebirth, the innocence of this rebirth, will last forever. Your name is written in the stars, along with God's, forever. We had lost our way, but he has found it for us. Let us go and bid him welcome who returns to us to celebrate salvation. Celebrate salvation and the end of all we thought we made. The fulfillment of the atonement. There is no separation. There never has been a separation between you and God. There's never been a separation between you and me. There's never been a separation between you and anything. There can't be. It's not God's will. How could there be a separation? God's will is one. We had lost our way, but he had found us, found it for us. But he, capital H, has found it for us. Let us go and bid him welcome, who returns to us to celebrate salvation and the end of all we thought we made. Like I say, this is the Father running out to meet his Son. Do you love the prodigal son? Do you love that story the way I do? The parable? I just love it. I love everything about it. And you know where I learned to love it? When I taught NTI. I knew about it. I had read it. I studied it in college. You know, I knew about it, but I started loving it with NTI. Yeah. Every thought we made. Whatever we thought we made. And all of it was based on separation. It was not God's will. It can't be. God's will is one. How foolish of me to think separation would work. How could it possibly lead to salvation? How can separation be salvation? It's not God's will. Oops, I better move along. The morning star of this new day looks on a different world where God is welcomed. No longer is it God cannot enter here. No longer is it made as an attack on God. Listen, the morning star of this new day looks on a different world where God has welcomed and his Son with him. God and Christ are welcomed. They have come, for they have come. Helen's favorite section, for they have come. No place is holier. An ancient hatred has been turned into a present love. We who complete him, and that's you and me, we complete God, offer him offer thanks to Him. Offer our gratitude to Him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for running out to meet me. I am so glad to be home. Living in that pigsty that I made was not fun at all. It's good to be home. I love you. God knows I love you, God. You know I love you. You know I love you. It's the answer of Peter to Jesus. When Jesus said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." We who complete Him offer thanks to Him as He gives thanks to us. The sun is still. And in the quiet God has given him, enters his home and is at peace at last. Wow, what a beautiful section. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to read this. Dove, I just love it, and I love you so much, and I'm so glad that you have been available to all of these, to me. Thank you. God bless. And I'm sure I'll see you guys again. Love you now. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much, Ken. And of course, Ken is here every Saturday morning at I think it's 10 o'clock, 10:30 every Saturday morning, and he's also here on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. So he's always here, just like I'm always here. And aren't we glad that we got Ken to read the epilogue? Because actually, that's all you ever really need to know about anything is that. We are with God, and that is certain. Certainty is such a powerful idea. Certainty is such a powerful idea. Because the opposite of certainty is doubt. And Papaji, whose teacher was Nisargadatta Maharaj, that group is meeting here now on Wednesday evenings, Papaji says the following: the veil between you and God is only doubt. So you're either in the certainty of knowing who you are, or you live in the darkness of doubt. And of course, those are two different thought systems. And of course, only one of them is real and the other is not. The one that's not doesn't even exist. But yet we give a lot of talk to it. We think in those terms, think in terms of things that do not exist. No wonder life seems so complex and complicated when only one of the thought systems is real. And believe it or not, I'm also going to read from NTR this morning because Reverend Gloria Wells, who inspired me to say this is my last Sunday, she was on 2 weeks ago, she mentioned Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, and all of a sudden my ears picked up. It was like Holy Spirit saying, "Hey, Doug, this one's for you." You know? Because Matthew 6, 24 has kind of been a watershed for me. Happened a couple of years ago. I think I told that story, but no need to tell the story here right now. But when she said Matthew 6:24, it's impossible to have two different teachers. It's impossible to see two different worlds. You're either stuck in one or you're in the other. You can't have both. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Choose one. You can't have both. So I did go to look to NTI Matthews chapter 6, verse 24. And I'm just going to start a little bit early. It says, let your purpose... let your purpose guide you in all things, and let it be the true purpose of the heart. For the purposes of the world are like smoke, screens that deceive you, promise rewards and happiness, but they deliver not. For every purpose of the world brings forth yet another purpose to seek, and you shall spend your life seeking and finding not. Empty you shall die. By the way, that's the same as the final lesson, part one of the workbook. There is no peace but the peace of God. He says, you know, you keep looking where there is no peace and you're only going to have bitter disappointments. You're asking for pain and misery. But if you look for where it is, you must succeed. You must succeed because that's where it is. One is real and one is not. One is forever, as Ken Mallory said. Forever is eternal. And the other is temporary. It never really exists. Except in time. You want to hang out in time? Really? I guess you have a choice about that, don't you? Going on. But the purpose of the heart fills up your treasure chest quickly. The purpose of the heart fills up your treasure chest quickly with joy, peace, and hope. And you shall follow the twinkle within your own eye. And since it's with you always, you shall always be satisfied beyond measure. For it is the light within the heart that shines to show you your joy. Yeah, I'm either going to be God in my own kingdom, a joyless kingdom, or I'm going to be God in God's kingdom, a joyful kingdom. Which do I choose? I actually have a choice about it, even though there is no choice. It's a choiceless choice. I think everyone here already knows all the things that keep us stuck in the joyless place where I want to be right, myself with others, thinking that somebody has something that I don't have, looking for value and amongst the valueless, thinking that there's some trinket there that may give me something that I don't have, when it's very clear that you already have everything, as all already have everything, all already have everything. It then says, for who can find a way without the light, and who can be happy stumbling lost and aimless in the dark? And that's pretty much exactly what Ken's been saying with this topic of there are no goodbyes in eternity. That topic came from a country and western song that I heard on the radio, listening to Willie Nelson's Roadhouse on the radio just yesterday, and I heard this woman singing the song that says, it's the end. It's the end because it's the end of the world, she said. It's the end of the world. And it's the end of the world because you said goodbye. That's the name of the song. Because you said goodbye, it's the end of the world. I said, my goodness gracious, thank you so much, Holy Spirit. That's such an inspiring topic. That's the difference between the temporary thought system of living in time and the heavenly song. Not a note of heaven's song is ever missed. There are no goodbyes in heaven. There are no goodbyes in eternity. No. Notice in this dream that we have, yes, there's a hello, there's the hug, and there's the goodbye, and you're born, you live, you die. I remember one of the Revs here saying, Rev Stills, he says, that's all you do here. You're just born, you live, you die. You come back again, you're born, you live, you die.
Yeah, so dreams have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if we're looking for an answer to make the ending longer or better or more or different, it's still looking for love in all the wrong places. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. Thich Nhat Hanh, it was posted on Open Minds and reminded me that the Holy Spirit wants me to see this completely differently. And this is what Thich Nhat Hanh says. It is not it's not impermanence that makes us suffer. What makes us suffer is wanting things to be permanent when they are not. You really gotta laugh. Yeah, we have all these relationships, you know. We would like them to be, you know, how come that relationship isn't always friendly and loving and this, but because things in a world of change, change. And we try to hold on to things like, you know, I'm going to hold on and go back and try and make good. You can't. You can't go back and make good. You just remember that it's not real in the first place. It gives a whole new way of looking at the introduction to A Course in Miracles, where he says, I can give you this entire course if you want in these few lines. I'll give you the whole course in these few lines. That which is eternal cannot be threatened. And that which is temporary doesn't even exist. Herein lies the peace of God. Do you have any doubts about what you are and who you are?
So, it finally says in verse 24 of chapter 6, NTI, Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no one can stand in both the light and the darkness, for either he will stand in the darkness and cannot see, or he will stand in the light and see clearly. He will stand in the light and see clearly. Or he stands in the dark and he doesn't see at all. He thinks he sees. He's asleep, thinking that he's awake. But I say unto you, he who stands in the dark may not know he is lost, because he cannot see. Because he can't see. So do not decide for yourself where to stand. For you may think you stand on the path of righteousness when your feet are surely lost. Ask for the light, and let it lead you without questioning where it takes you. Ask for the light, and let it lead you without questioning, where it takes you. Remember that until you see all the world within the light, you may be lost, letting the darkness lead your way. As Regina says, do not decide for yourself where to stand. Ask for the light and let it lead you without questioning. Yes, if you find that voice in your head who wants to question, well, what about this and what about that, and you know, why am I here? Why did God need a son in the first place? Thank you, Otu. As Lynn Johnson says, because God loves you. That was the whole epilogue, because God loves you. With certainty. Because if you go to the secret vows, I think it's on page 603 of the FIP, it says, in your creation, God said to you, you are beloved of me, and I am beloved of you always, forever. And you shall never be apart
and I should never be apart from you. God keeps his promises, his son keeps his. Like father, like son. One will. Always together. One. It goes on to say, and when the son said, I will, he was born. Born in the will of God, in the one will, that I am always with you. Always. Always with you. As Rajneesh, actually, as Ramana, I get my Eastern gurus a little mixed up every now and then, as Ramana said as he was about to leave his body, and his disciples said, oh, Master, Teacher, don't leave us, don't leave us. He said, where will I go? I'm always here. You can't go anywhere. There's no going. There's no doing this. The being and the having are the same. We are home with certainty. Yeah, it's the self-doubt. It's the self-denial. You know, and denial is not a small word. You know, in chapter 7, section 7, totality of the kingdom, he simply says, denial is as total as love is. And that might come as a surprise to those who say that all there really is love, but the Son of God actually can deny himself, not know himself, decide that he could be something different than what God created. Actually, you know, that's, you might say that's a misunderstanding, a misperception. You can't be other than what God created. I am as God created me. That happens to be today's lesson. Lesson 94, I am as God created me. You know, it's either true or it's not. Some may wonder why I did call on Ken Mallory to ask him where something was in the course, and I'm so glad that I did, because we wouldn't have had Ken's wonderful sharing of the epilogue. And I asked him, you know, there's a thing in the course I use all the time, but I don't know where it is. And I know what it sounds like. It sounds like there are two thought systems, and if a thought system has a lie at its center, then everything that emanates from that lie is also a lie. But if a thought system has truth at its center, everything that emanates from that core truth is true. One's a lie and one is true. I asked him, where does it say that in the course? And he led me right to it, chapter 6, section 5b, to have peace, teach peace, to learn it. This is what it says. All who believe in separation have a basic fear of retaliation and abandonment. So if you're stuck in this dark thought system that's temporary, of course, it's a dream, you can become more aware that you're dreaming and that this is not real, that what you think is real is not real, and to remind yourself, I have no need of this anymore. Because if you believe in separation, you must believe in rejection, because that's what we did. We rejected ourselves. We resisted the truth of what we are, and that resistance persists until I let go of it and begin to accept. And acceptance is forgiveness. To forgive and to let go of all those thoughts that cloud our mind, that are the veil that Papaji was talking about, speaking about the veil between the Father and the Son, is self-doubt. It's self-denial. It's saying that I'm powerless. God gave all power to His Son, knows His Son perfectly. For us to remember ourself perfectly, let's remember that everything that happens, happens perfectly. Let all things be exactly as they are. There's no need to change anyone or anything. Let him be who he is. Let her be who she is. Seek not to make of love an enemy. We live in the changeless. We are the change. We are the eternal. Eternal brothers and sisters always. That all things happen for the good. All things happen for the good. This is always true. Always. All things are happening for you. Nothing is ever happening against you. Nothing. There is nothing outside of you. This is what you must ultimately learn. This is what oneness is, the idea of we are one. We are the truth that we seem to look for in a world that has no truth. So finally he says, this is what Jesus is saying about himself personally. He says, what you teach you are, but it's quite apparent that you can teach wrongly and can therefore teach yourself wrong. Many thought that I was attacking them, even though it was apparent I was not attacking them. But an insane learner learns strange lessons. What you must recognize is that when you do not share a thought system, you are weakening it. I'm going to repeat that. When you do not share a thought system, you are weakening it. So, as long as you engage in a dark thought system that is insane, that has nothing to do with truth, that you want to be right in, you're only strengthening the very thought system that is weakening you. Now that's insane, isn't it? You really got to laugh. So he's saying, this is about letting go of that thought system that is weakening you, because as you withdraw from a thought system and you don't use it anymore, it disappears for you. You know, just like, if you don't use a muscle, it's just not there for you anymore. And this is where he winds up. This is because everyone identifies himself with his thought system. Everyone identifies himself with his thought system, and every thought system centers on what you believe you are, what you believe you are. If the center of the thought system is true, only truth extends from it. If the center of the thought system is true, only truth extends from it. But if it's a lie at its center, only deception proceeds from it. Now, with those lovely, kind words given to us by the author of A Course in Miracles, it's very obvious to all who are listening. And that's what truth is. It's really a listening. It's my willingness to step back and let him lead the way, because I do not know the way. But when I'm willing to step back and let him lead the way, I know that his way is certain. It's the peaceful way. I don't really have to do anything. I don't have to know anything, you know. It's certain. The outcome, a happy outcome, is sure. Lesson 292, I think it is. A happy outcome is certain. And that's what developing trust is all about. Developing trust.
which this room is famous for, that we gather together, inspiring each other to bring forth the light, the truth that is given to us, first for us, and to be shared with all. And as we develop this trust, we can let go of the self-doubt, that which I was uncertain about, and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of certainty, of knowing that we all are doing this together, awakening together, with each other and for each other. In the few minutes I have left, I'm just going to thank Regina and all the ministers here who make Sunday mornings a wonderful place. And I was certainly inspired by Reverend Gloria Wells, who did mention Matthew 6:24, and my ears picked up, my heart opened, and then Regina got up to share, and she says, you know, Reverend Gloria Wells was just ordained, which we all know, but she really wanted to be one of the Sunday morning ministers as soon as possible. And Regina said, so I gladly stepped back and let her take my place. And because we all know that, as I think, the third Sunday is Regina. And that's when Spirit said, yes, 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 David. Yes. That's when I said, wow, yeah, I gladly step back too, so that someone who has that dedication, commitment, passion, as Reverend Gloria has, can take her place among the ministers, among the ministers of God, among the teachers of God. So it has really been I do have some tears in my eye when Ken Mallory said he has tears reading the epilogue. I said, well, okay, I have tears now. It has truly been an honor and a privilege to be here. And I'm always here. Nothing has changed, truly. Nothing has changed. We are the changeless. And with that, I'm going to turn this mic back over to, I guess, to Lynn for some music. I want to thank Bob DeWater for being our admin. She's going to put up a link for anyone who would like to donate to Awakening Together Ministry, to awakening-together.org. Look on the menu and you see donate at the right. She mentioned there's 536 members now of Awakening Together, and that's so wonderful. I know we started with less than half of that about almost 3 years ago, and it's been a wonderful 3 years, truly. So I want to thank all for your full participation, your love, your light, your blessings, your prayers, and your peace. Thank you so much.
Hi, forgive me. I'm stepping in out of order, but I need to go. We're running a little over, and I need to go, and I want very much to say what I'm about to say, so I'm going to step in out of order, and then I have to leave. But, yeah, Lynn is pointing out that, of course, Dove is not leaving. He is still here on Fridays, and that is true. But still, there's something, you know, ceremonial, something here today that I just want to honor. That he's stepping back. You know, Dove, if you'll forgive the expression, Dove, it's the old stepping back and the new stepping in. You know, Dove, of course, is one of the co-founders of this room as ACIM Gather, which is now Awakening Together Sanctuary. He is also one of the co-founders of Foundation for the Holy Spirit, which is now Awakening Together. Some of you probably know that there's a picture of him in my house. And one of the reasons there's a picture of Dove in my house is because in that picture, I see all of us. I really believe in the core of my heart that we would not be here today. We would not know each other. We would not be supporting each other in awakening if it hadn't been for Dove. I remember I was with Dove at an ACIM conference in San Francisco, and Master Teacher came up to Dove and said, "Oh, David Fishman, Fisher of Men." And I went, "Oh my God, why did I never see that before? Of course, of course, of course, of course." And what a great, great fisherman he has been, and I'm sure will continue to be. This is not a true end, but yet there's something ceremonial here. And I just want to take this moment, if you guys don't mind, if we could just be silent for a moment out of appreciation for Holy Spirit, for the universe, for God, for Jesus, for Ramana, for whatever we want to call it, coming through this form that we call Dove and bringing us all together. Just a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And thank you, Dev. I look forward to seeing you next weekend in Las Vegas. And also, I don't know if you were told, but one of the primary reasons I am going to Estes Park in June is to see you again. I couldn't have you that close to my house and not go see you. So I'm looking forward to spending time with you in person a couple of times in the very near future. And with that, I release the mic. Lynn, you can play the song. Thanks for letting me interrupt.
Thank you so much for that, Regina. You know, I am still and silent in your love. Thank you. I'm going to turn this mic over to Lynn to actually have our fellowship like right now. Anyone have any thoughts or questions? I'm always here. Lynn, I'm going to turn this mic back over to you. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Dove, and thank you everyone who's been here. I'm going to leave this recording going, and I would really like for anyone who would like to say anything right now to Dove or to anyone else, please put your hand up and say what's on your mind. I definitely always say what's on my mind about my relationship with Dove has always been he is my teacher. And I have learned so much from you. And really, I think about it now. I was so thinking I knew A Course in Miracles. And actually even writing a lot of stuff about it before I came here. And I learned a whole different understanding of the Course. And a lot of it is from hanging out with you, Dove, I teach what you teach. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it sure does work for me. Anyway, dances, the mic is all yours.
Hey guys, thank you. I have kind of a funny story. I met Dove in here, but not in person, maybe 8 years ago, and I couldn't hear in here, so I had to listen from the radio, and there's a delay when you're on the radio. I would talk to the room, so by the time my comment came up on the board, it was way after the fact, and he was on to something else, and he kept asking me, Dove kept asking me, you know, take the mic, and I couldn't get it to work. It was just really frustrating. It's really funny too. It was so frustrating because I couldn't, for whatever reason, PalTalk just wouldn't let me. And that was, gosh, I don't know, at least 8 years ago, something like that. But it's kind of a funny story. And at the same time, while when Doug was just sharing and when he just got a little choked up there for a minute and the tears came, I was having it at the same time. And I thought it was... I've been a little emotional. Well, okay, I've been very emotional. They had the memorial for my ex yesterday, and some people are coming tomorrow, and I'm trying to get things ready. But I caught myself, you know, like tuned into that, and it reminded me again that we are all one, and I don't know, I feel like I'm saying goodbye, but I know I'm not. So, I don't know, I've spent a little bit of time with Dev on the phone a couple of times, two or three times, and in the past, not so much recently, but pretty much the same as everyone's already said. It's just, such a huge part of my life, and I've never met him in person. Many of you have been such a huge part of my life, and I've never met in person, and maybe never will. I don't really care, because it's not the body anyway. I mean, I do, it would be fun, but I don't, it's not that relevant to me, whether I meet you in person or not. I have met you, and you're in my heart always. All of you, especially, just needed to say that. So thank you, dropping the mic.
Thank you, dances. And yes, you are a part of my experience here too. I have spent much time loving you, blessing you, being blessed and loved by you. You know, I don't think you recognize how much you actually give to the rest of us. And so your presence is equally wonderful, equally joyful. When I see you, my heart does make a jump. And I see that Duff has his hand up, so Duff, this mic is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, dancers. You know, when you were sharing, one of the things I'd like to really share here with all of us is that there's no accident that we are all here together. It's almost we met here, not quite the way that we think we met. We actually decided a long time ago, before we ever entered into this world, to actually join together as one to develop that trust, which is the opposite of distrust, which is the opposite of fear, to trust in something, to remember the truth of what we are. So this is an oasis, you might say. It's like a Brigadoon. It's a place that even in a dream we can come together and remember the truth. And that's really, I know there's many places like this, but we all had decided to get together with each other. And in truth, of course, we are all the same one. There's not others, there's really only one. And to remember that oneness is what we are, that's pretty much, that brings us back to the truth, is that oneness that we are. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Christina, I see you have your hand up. Please take the mic.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for a beautiful, beautiful service. And Dove, I don't want to start crying, but anyway, we are so blessed, Iris. We are, and we're here by God's grace. You know, you have helped me so much. I mean, the first time I remember I came, I couldn't even speak, and even sometimes now, you know, it's kind of weird, but I just surrender everything to God. I just surrender everything to Him. And dances, God bless you. We love you. And exactly like Lynn says, you know, you give so much. And so just to be in the gratitude to my Creator, to my Father, that, you know, God's my mentor. You know, I'm so grateful. I'm so, so grateful. I woke up with such joy this morning and such love in my heart that really it's just, I just feel like I'm being healed, you know, by His love. And I just really want to thank you for sharing your love and your light and your peace and your joy with me and with all of us, that just for, you know, you being here before this sanctuary started, it's been such a blessing in my life. You've been such a blessing in my life that no matter what, I feel like I'm just so perfectly cared for through whatever goes on. You know, it doesn't matter what the form is. But I just rise above like you rise above And, you know, we're all one together because we're all helping one another to rise above into the love and light. And I thank you so much, and I love you all, and God bless you.
Thank you, Christina, and thank you for, you know, just having all, you know, what you contribute as well. See, this is the thing. This is was Dove's philosophy from the very beginning was, see you later, Jay. Dove's philosophy from the very beginning was that it was to be a place where people come to teach, to share, to be open and allow the Holy Spirit to flow through them. And that has been the way I've kept it. And, you know, I try to keep it that way, that we're looking for just allowing anybody and everybody who is willing to take their place among the teachers of God. And so, you know, some people may think that the sanctuary has a different purpose. And, you know, but some people want the purpose for them to come and be nourished. People come here to be nourished. But that's not the purpose of the sanctuary, in my opinion. The purpose of it is to be nourished, but it's not to be nourished by listening to other people teach. It is to be nourished by joining in the communication and being a part, being one of the teachers of God, being one of the ministers of God. This is what you know, Jesus is asking us over and over and over and over. You know, are you willing to help me save the world? And when yes, and what I give to myself. So, you know, I'm so thrilled with all these new groups that are coming in. Hank, Ruby with the Joel Goldsmith and the NTI and NTI Luke, which is this afternoon. We got the new group coming with the Nisargadatta. And Dove, can you send me that description that you had for the announcements? That's really what I would like to put on our the post that goes up about it, and I really didn't have any information. So apparently Regina must have sent you that information. I would love to have it so that I can put it in the actual post for the website. And I see that Lynn has her hand up, Lynn Castaldo. And Lynn, oh yeah, here you go, honey.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, Dove, thank you for being the inspiration to show us how to follow God's will. And even today, as you were talking, what you were saying was so comforting, and you have, your idea was talking about your leaving, that it's there are no goodbyes in eternity, and yet it was comforting because I lost my dad, so when I heard you say that, it just, it brought a lot of peace. And, you know, just yesterday I was trying to explain to my family, if you spot it, you got it, you know. I don't think they understood the concept, but eventually. So thank you so much for all you've done. And I just feel like you've been the good father who has overshadowed and made us grow and just loved us. So thank you so much. Thank you from my heart. I'm going to let go of my...
Thank you, Lynn. And you know what I'm this is terrible, but this is how the mind goes. I'm thinking, think about all the wonderful teachers who we've had here, who we've loved and adored, and had, you know, tremendous affection for. And how often have we just taken the time to just tell them how much we love them and how much they mean to us. And then, you know, not saying, God forbid, anything like this, but you know, then, you know, they suddenly, out of nowhere, pass away, and you don't have the chance ever to tell them. Look at Lenny. It just breaks my heart sometimes, even though I know he knows and it's not any big deal, because he was well aware of what he was doing. Lenny, you know, how many times did anybody come here and talk to Lenny, tell Lenny how much they loved and appreciated what he did? But Now I'm going to get all verklempt here. Lenny was my teacher too. I learned so much from Lenny, and it changed so much of how I perceive things listening to Lenny, because he was uncompromising, and he had his thoughts about, you know, how things should be, and he didn't back down, and he really made me think about my how delusional I really am. I mean, there's so many times that it was just this very, very clear to me that he was pointing out the actual delusion that was going on in the mind, the separate mind, and how, you know, I mean, he didn't take any, it was like Carl Nethercutt. And I actually never, you know, I only knew Carl after he had had the stroke. So I never got to actually hear Carl teach, but I understand he was quite a force as well. Yeah, Lenny doubled down on clarity. Exactly. Benny, clear as a freaking bell. Did at any time anybody here say, Benny, you are such a huge gift to our community. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the things you've shared with us, all the wisdom we learned from you. You know, I mean, we did, but not in a way where, you know, actually people were acknowledging the contribution. And no one cares about the contribution. Nobody cares. Yeah, we did get to tell Lenny. but, you know, obviously, you know, I say but there's no but to it. Lenny knows. You know, Lenny knows how much I loved him, that's for sure. Yeah, Lenny is happy. That's it, see? You know, there. It's only for me to be able to actually express my appreciation. That's what I'm talking about, is, you know, how often do I take the time to stop and express my appreciation? Now, I know it's not necessary. I know that, you know, no matter what I say, Dove will still be Dove and do what Dove does, and Sharon will still be Sharon and do what Sharon does, and everybody will still be here doing what they do. But it is nice to know how much you are loved. And, you know, I gotta say, I feel extraordinarily loved here. You cannot believe what a joy it is to me to come in here and to see your beautiful names here and envision your lovely faces and know that I am loved. What a joy it is to come in here and know that I am loved. And that is because Dove made the place. And we showed up. So would anybody else like to share anything? I'm going to play a closing song and shut off the recording, which is still going on. And I'm doing it on two recorders so that I'll be sure to have a recording. Not going to lose that. I see Sharon with her hand up. Here's the mic.
Hi. There's banging. My husband's banging upstairs doing remodeling. Everyone here is just so magnificent, and you know, I can tell this story over and over again. When I came on here, when I came on here, I was ill. Liz Cronkite had told me that it would be really good for me to get on to PAL Talk, because I had to recuperate from stroke, and I was having trouble walking at the time. I just had a lot of things going on. And I preferred being on here than having friends visit me. So I had, my relationship with Dove was constant, in the sense that I woke up in the morning, he was there. And then at night, he was there. And so was Lynn. Lynn was always on. But I was going to say something about when I talked to Dove a couple weeks ago about, and he told me to look at, he was just remarking about Divine Love by Wayne Dyer. I got it from Audible. But what it brought me to was Dying to Be Me by Anita Murjani. And I have to say, Anita Murjani, that is one story that I would not let go. If anybody wants me to play it and has a couple hours to just listen to her process and everything that we are all teaching is what she learned about, you know, with her clarity, that it is beautiful when you leave your body and that, you know, we are mind, and she could see everyone. She could see her brother on the train because we're one mind. She could see her doctors in the hospital. She could see all different parts of, you know, where we would say, how could she see? Oh, she must be hallucinating if she's seeing her brother in the hospital because she's, you know, I mean, on a plane. Or her mother talking to the doctor in another room, you know. So she had said, like, you know, that there really isn't, and Wayne does say this, there's not lifetimes. Everything's happening now. and for human mind to actually understand that would be a challenge. But I have now listened to it twice, and I've just gotten so much. And this is coming from Dove recommending Divine, and that's what I listened to last night, Divine Love, because of Wayne Dyer, who has been one of my teachers. You know, I've had so many. And I started out in the 12 steps and just branched out with Peace Program. She was one of my teachers. And then Marianne Williamson. And let me see now. I'm trying to think. Wait a minute. You know, everybody knows who he is, but he, I bought his books years ago, but I'll remember. It's you know, Neil Donald Walsh, okay? You know, and then, of course, the Course has a way of setting, you know, our mind up where it is training it to go back home. And that's why that's my... teaching, I don't have a favorite teaching, but I do follow a lot of it. Barb, she's not on here right now, but she sent me a meditation. Oh, she is. She sent me a meditation that would be Michael Langford's teaching. And I meditated this morning. I was in total light, total light. So I just have such a gratitude. And, you know, what I have learned is I don't need to meet anybody in person because it's all in my mind. So, I mean, I used to whine in the beginning when I first, this is 8 years ago, maybe nine, that I used to say to Dove, I don't have any money to do this. I don't have any money. And he'd say, you don't need money. You have everything. Well, that's what Anita says, too. We have everything. And sometimes that doubter that comes in there, that's just the little voice of a child that says, I don't know where my mommy is. Like, I don't know where God is. You know, when a little person says, I want to see my mommy, they're really looking for themselves. You know, it's like Eckhart Tolle will say, the human being, you know, it's just lost in thought. That's what we are. We're lost in thought. And to love in an interpersonal way is coming from love, where it's not personal. It's a whole different spaciousness and awareness. And I do love you all. And Lynn, you know how I feel about you. I always tell you. So here we have Lenny, Danny, Roy. Oh, my God, yes, Cheryl. I didn't miss a teaching of hers when she was here. They are all loved and light, yes. And who knows where we'll be next. We don't know. We don't know if we're going to be in the body or and out of time completely. But, you know, time is really a grievance when it comes down to a belief system. Because we're only here now. So anyway, I'm going to let go of the mic, and thank you, and thank you, Dove, for being the father of the room, really. Because I don't know, I mean, to me, he's correct in saying that this was all orchestrated by Spirit, and I'm grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool how we all got together beforehand and said we were going to have a party, and we decided to come here and have a party together. And even though we are all over the place and we're everywhere in the world, really, because of this, because of this thing here, ACIM Gather, Awakening Together, we have come together. In the party we didn't expect, I'm sure, but here we are. So I'm going to play a closing song, and then we can come back and talk some more. This song is, I think, fitting. It is Sanctuary by Snadam Kaur.
Bhagati Lai